Freckles by William Petridge. Usually the 6:32 p.m. from London stopped in a casual way at the small wooden station whose name was set out in giant letters of whitened pebbles on the bank, and the engine, having sneezed while one or two passengers alighted, and the guard having told the office boy that if he received any more cheek he would report the office boy to the superintendent, the train went on to pursue its journey into the heart of Kent. A July evening found commotion on the narrow platform, which a sun had been baking all day, so that the shoes of the waiting villagers left imprints on its tarred and gravelled surface. The office boy, big with importance and glad to show authority in the presence of a long-limbed, freckled-faced girl who stood back near to the bed of geraniums, ordered them to stand back and go higher up, and to come lower down, all in the way of a bustling dog controlling a flock of sheep. "All with no tickets," shouted the office boy presently, as the train came in sight far away on the straight lines. "Get off of the platform." "We're expecting of somebody," urged one or two of the elders. The freckle-faced girl prepared to leave. "You can stay.